All right, welcome to the pre-show for today, the 7th of January. And we are going to go and we're going to do an encore show today, first 2 days of the week. Our encore days, this is going to be Don. I listened to a little bit of it, Don Mixa and Dean Wehler. This time last year, I was just listening to the pre-show from last year. This time last year, I was reading a 6-page audition. And I'd just gotten done doing Grey's Anatomy. We just finished doing Grey's Anatomy, I guess the last week in December, maybe early January, okay? In 3 days, it will be the anniversary of me falling on my fucking face at Titmouse in Burbank, the studio, going into the studio to record my lines for Everybody Hates Chris. Everybody Still Hates Chris, the animated version, which is a great show. You should watch it. And tearing my rotator cuff and beginning a whole chapter to the year that I didn't expect. And it's very interesting, man. If I look back on it, good things happened to me last year. Just stuff I didn't expect. Like the documentary came out, the special on me, and then the nomination and election of the Hall of Fame, the Radio Hall of Fame, and doing the one-man show at Theater West that was such a success. Now, it wasn't a big thing. It was just, one show. But, it showed me that I could do a live one-man show at a theater and packed a house and, all of a sudden discover a whole other way of doing what I'm doing. I don't know, man. But it all started on January 10th of last year, me tearing my... I can't believe it's been a fucking year. And that's another thing. A 10-page audition. I don't know. Things have changed in the biz, whatever biz that is. The biz that I'm in. The biz I'm in is show biz, I guess. But I've always primarily been a radio satirist, now a podcasting impresario, and my whole thing has always been humor. So we will continue to mind that. Thunder, what's up, baby? Thunder's down here with us. So I found these really cool, just a little update on what Phil finds at Whole Foods, these mushroom burgers. They're fantastic. I stay away from the meat as much as I can, if you'll pardon the expression. And I found these mushroom burgers. Fucking great. I don't know who makes them. I should have kept, but they're at Whole Foods. And I also found these veggie burgers that were great. So I'm changing it up from Morningstar and all that stuff. And I also, I found this great air fry vegetables. So they're making vegetables now specifically for air frying. Now, I don't know whether or not they're specifically for air frying or they're vegetables cut in a certain way that make them easier to do in an air fryer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I found these Brussels sprouts. All they are Brussels sprouts. Little tiny Brussels sprouts cut up. And you can saute them in a pan, which is what I did. But they're meant for air frying. Now, why do you say, Phil, or you may be saying, Phil, why are you mentioning air frying when you don't have your air fryer? My air fryer did break, but I'm getting a new one. And I'm sorry that the air fryer broke. It's one that Jackie gave me last year, but the fan started clanging around. There's a fan in an air fryer, if you've ever seen them, up top, and the fan blows air down across heated coils, and that hot air then descends down on top of the food that you're air frying. And all of a sudden, I heard, after about 4 or 5 months of use, I'm hearing, ding, 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 clang, 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 this fucking fan somehow... Might have been a screw, might have been a bolt, might have been a screwy bolt, something. And the fan was clanging, banging against the metal of the interior of the air fryer. So, got rid of that. I threw it in the garbage. Why didn't you take it apart and fix it, Phil? Fuck that. So anyway, I found these really cool vegan burger things. And these sautéed vegetable things. Yeah, it's just kind of... what you do? I don't know. I guess I'm at that certain that I'm age now where I'm,
I guess I'm at an age now where I'm watching the intake of the foods that I eat.
The other thing that happened today, I went to the dentist today. And he wants to give me veneers, you know, the front of my teeth. He showed me these veneers, and they're perfectly white, straight teeth, you know. It's you know, they're just, they go over the top of your regular teeth. That's what a veneer is. And I just thought, I can't wait to wear these things, man. I would just be grinning like, you know, this, hi, I'm Phil, you know. What do we got today, man? Here's what we're going to do today. Don Mixa is going to play his trumpet backing Emeralda Wheeler at a new club. Bobby and Steve Dooley roll out their new Western Estates gear. Can't wait to do that. So let's climb into it, man. Let's just climb into this shit, okay? I love you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for always being there for us. I heard from Jenny. Jenny Baltus commented today on Facebook. And I didn't expect anything more than that. I didn't expect anything. Jenny, you've done enough. But she did comment. She did say, thanks for being there, Phil. And I was happy to be able to tell her that I thought her singing was great. And I mean that. And she sang at Ben's memorial. Jesus Christ, what a fucking world. It happens.